It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me for another edition of DocSmo.com, the pediatric blog dedicated to children and their families. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician practicing in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, as we like to call it. From the crib to the country club, as we like to muse in Studio 1E, if it involves children, we discuss it here. I read a lot about children and learn new things constantly. Recently, I was doing what I've done for the past 35 years, reading one of my pediatric journals, and I came across some articles that I found extremely interesting, and I thought my listeners might as well. The article gives the reader a glimpse into some of the new research about something that the researchers call toxic stress. I think after listening to the new research in child development that the experts are doing, you might think about infants and toddlers a little differently. I know I now do. So sit back and listen carefully to this, and I hope, informative, important edition of DocSmo.com. Children know stress. Before your child graduates from high school, you're likely to hear them complain about stress in their day-to-day lives. Psychologists believe that your child experiences various kinds of stress well before he or she can even say the word stress. For older children, stress may be from academic demands, conflicts with friends, or failure in sports. Sources of stress are similarly diverse for younger children, whether it's having a toy taken away, being left by a parent, or adapting to a new daycare. Are these stresses all bad, or are some of them good for your child? Well, we're going to analyze that question today and help you recognize different kinds of stress, as well as understand how stress can affect your child's well-being. Although we sometimes wish for a stress-free life, we know that a healthy dose of stress is necessary to push us to wake up in the morning for work or to pay our bills. Likewise, children need stress to develop the skills to adjust and overcome new and potentially threatening situations throughout their lives. So here's a DocSmo pearl. Stress is the engine behind your child's growth, propelling him or her up the next summit of life. But when stress is severe enough to overwhelm a child's ability to cope, even support from parents or other caregivers will not help the child adapt. If severe stress is prolonged, especially when they're under 2 years of age, this kind of stress can lead to various short and long-term negative health effects. We call this toxic stress. Current researchers indicate that a child's brain can be so altered by severe stress when they're young that they seem to never be able to recover. A permanent scar has been left even before they can even talk or remember the events. So here's another DocSmo pearl. Stressing a very small child can leave scars as bad as third-degree burns. Remember, scars you can't see are sometimes the worst kind. Young children's brains are rapidly changing and appear to be extremely vulnerable to life events that researchers now call toxic stress. In fact, they can measure this with something called an ACE score or Adverse Childhood Experience score. On average, the higher the score, the worse the outcome for the child. Things that are considered toxic include witnessing violence towards women, divorce or separation of parents, emotional, physical, or sexual abuse, neglect of any sort, household substance abuse, or having a household member with mental illness or becoming incarcerated. Children raised in these types of environments can have very high stress hormones. impaired immune responses and impaired memories and intelligence. We're talking serious, real, permanent physical stuff, all from toxic stress. But Dr. Mo, you started by telling us that stress is essential to growth in a child. Is stress good or bad? Which is it? Well, that's a great question, and the answer is it depends. Researchers have identified three types of stress, and it depends on the type. Remember them by the title of this podcast, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. First, positive stress, what we call the good. These are adverse experiences that are short-lived and cause minor physiologic changes like increased heart rate and increased blood pressure. Getting a flu shot, meeting new people, or preparing for an important test are all important part of your child's developmental process. This is what we call good stress. With your care and support, your child will easily climb these hilltops. Next is tolerable stress. We call this the bad stress. More intense adverse experiences, but relatively short-lived. Examples include the death of a loved one, witnessing a frightening accident, or a house fire. With sufficient support of a caring adult, tolerable stress becomes positive stress in many cases. And finally, the subject of this podcast, the toxic stress, what we call the ugly. These are intense adverse experiences that may be sustained over weeks, months, or even years. Child maltreatment, witnessing violence against your mother, or living with severely affected mentally ill adults are all examples of toxic stress, the ugly. So here is what I want to shout from the rooftops and get people to remember. Toxic stress is extremely damaging to young brains, causing real physical scars that can be permanent. And intervention, that is teaching families how to protect their children from this stress, can really help make a difference. There is something that we can do to help, thank goodness. I find this very empowering, and I hope you do too. And now that we know about toxic stress, I think we all need to do everything possible to help children who find themselves in this situation. Our help may make all the difference. Well, thanks for joining me today. I hope I got you thinking while you're getting your advanced pediatric degree. Make sure you pass this important DocsMo podcast to anyone who will listen because it's just important. Let's spread the word. If you want to learn more and explore the SMO notes at the end of this talk, they've got some great articles. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping you won't find it too strange to advocate for some change. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.